so dynamic, so magnetic, so effervescent, so full of energy and vitality.
Is it Herman?
No.
Is it Sherman?
No.
Is it Eddie? Is it Freddie?
Oh, no, no, no.
Is it Hart? Is it Schaffner? Is it Marx, perhaps?
Oh, you'll never, never guess it. Don't snap your cap.
It's just Miss Judy Garland.
Here's the little gal who's earned a number one priority in your pinup department, both in your barracks wall and in your hire, Judy Garland.
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. From the moment I saw him, I fell.
Hey, Judy fans, this is Mindy. Thanks for listening to another episode of Old Time Radio. Next up in our series featuring Judy Garland is her appearance on Kraft Music Hall on September 30th, 1948. This has host Al Jolson with his sidekick Oscar Levant. The Kraft Music Hall actually ran from 1933 to 1949. It started off the first couple of years with host Paul Whiteman, and then eventually transferred into the Bing Crosby juggernaut for a decade, and he built a huge following in the what was called the Young Country Club set. And then the show wrapped up with Al Jolson hosting from 1947 to 1949. So we are in the middle of the end of this long-running program here. I thought it was interesting. Al and Oscar kind of mention two movies as they introduce Judy and interact with her. They mention Easter Parade and Words and Music. Easter Parade is iconic. Fred Astaire, you've probably seen it multiple times. If not, every Easter, here it'll come. But Words and Music, that's another compilation. A lot of musical performance strung together in a very loose story. It just didn't register for me personally. But I'm sure you can find the best parts online. I wouldn't really track that one down, but to each their own. So that's two movies in 1948. That would be exhausting enough for anybody. But she actually had a third movie that they didn't mention for good reason. And it's The Pirate, and that co-starred Gene Kelly, who, don't get me started on Gene Kelly, it'll take you a really long time to go down that road. I love Gene Kelly. But I thought it was funny they didn't mention The Pirate, because it literally was maybe a few weeks before Easter Parade. Absolute bomb. Critics hated it, audiences didn't warm for it, and technically the lowest performing film that Judy did with MGM. Few weeks later, Easter Parade comes out, and it's the highest grossing film that she did, or most successful budget to box office kind of thing. I'm not sure which, if not both, but it was a high performing, highest performing musical of that year, and then easily one of the highest performing movies of any genre for the entire year. Yeah, no mention of The Pirate, and I think that's unfortunate, because it's one of those films that I think, even though it didn't find the audience then, I've read that it's kind of got a cult following now. When I watched it, I was absolutely obsessed with Gene Kelly's appearance. Like, it's a little bit of a different, maybe, story for them. It's foreign, and he's a pirate, she's countess, nobility of some sort. Looks gorgeous. They both do. The numbers are fun. Their chemistry is always really great. I think it was just a little too colorful, a little too, I don't even know the word here. It's just a garish display of scenes and clothes and makeup and performances, and just, I loved it. Another interesting tidbit about 1948 was Oscar Levant and Judy were supposed to co-star in The Barclays of Broadway, and Judy was suspended from that film because she didn't show up. And so this was really one of the first times that her professional life was starting to take a huge hit from her personal issues and health issues. She was replaced by Ginger Rogers on that film, and that happened a couple of months before this program. And what's kind of interesting is, if she's sick, you don't hear it when she sings in this particular performance. I think she sounds pretty spectacular. So there you go. Whirlwind tour of a whirlwind year. So from September 30th, 1948, this is Al Jolson, Oscar Levant, and the co-star of the wonderful The Pirate, Judy Garland, in Kraft Music Hall.
Hello, Al Jolson speaking.
Al, this is Ken Carpenter at the Kraft Music Hall. You're supposed to be over here.
But Ken, I did a whole season for Kraft. Besides, I worked all summer on a picture. I made hundreds of recordings. What do they think I'm made of?
Well, Al, a lot of people would like to know and get some of the same stuff.
Well, I'm not coming down. I'm a little peeved at Mr. Kraft.
Why, what's the trouble, Al?
Well, look at all the other programs. When Eddie Cantor comes to his broadcast, he sees lovely Dinah Shore. When Bob Hope goes to his program, he sees beautiful Doris Day. Well, what has Mr. Kraft got me looking at? Oscar Levant.
Well, Al, look, you just have to come down. Why, you're the world's greatest entertainer.
Oh, you don't have to tell him that, Ken. It's on all my calling cards. Anyway, I still can't come to the hall.
But, Al, there's no one with your personality, your magnetism, your energy. Why, we just couldn't get along without you.
Kind of in a tough spot, ain't you, Ken?
Yes, and if you don't come down, we'll have to go out and get Perry Como or Dick Hames or Tony Martin or Bing Crosby.
I'll be right down.
This is the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, the star of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's Easter Parade, Miss Judy Garland.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song.
You were great last night, Bing.
Whenever April showers come along.
Thank you. Folks, this is Al Jolson in the old Kraft Music Hall. And here we go with a song which has got Mr. Truman a little worried. Is it true what they say about Dixie? Is it true what they say about Dixie? Does the sun really shine all the time? Do the sweet magnolias blossom at everybody's door? And do the folks keep eating possum till they can't eat no more? Is it true what they say about Swanee? Is a dream by that stream so sublime? Do they laugh? Do they love? Like they do in every song. If it's true, that's where I belong. I said, do they laugh? Do they love? Like they do. Every song. Oh, that's pretty. If it's true, that's where I belong.
Wonderful, Al, wonderful. You sure put the old Jolson spirit into that. You know, after our telephone conversation, I didn't think you'd have any enthusiasm.
You can't fight it, Ken. That's show business. When a fellow's been in a circus all his life, he's got sawdust in his blood.
That's right.
When a man's been on the stage all his life, he's got grease paint in his blood.
True.
But I didn't think it would happen to me in radio, but it did, Ken.
What?
I got cheese in my blood.
Tell me, have you planned any changes in the hall for this season, Al?
Yes, Ken. I got a lot of ideas. This year, everything's going to be brand new.
Gee, I don't see how we can have everything brand new with Al Jolson on the program.
Commences, eh?
What kind of show are we going to have this year, Al?
Something old, something new, something borrowed. And if you can get away with it, something blue. Got to you yet.
Mr. Jolson, please don't call me Oscar. We'll just have to have a different relationship this year. Since I last saw you, I've played many concerts, and I've socialized with the elite of the musical world. I had tea with Toscanini and hors d'oeuvre with Dimitri Metropoulos.
That's nothing.
I had spiked beer with Spike Jones.
Mr. Jolson?
Yeah?
I don't intend to indulge in low buffoonery with you this year. Mr. Steinway reminded me that I am a musician.
How did he remind you?
He sent me a bill for my piano.
Now, look, Levant, don't put on the dog with me. I've hobbed with some pretty big knobs myself, and I'll name you a couple.
Mr. Jolson, when I want to place $2 on a horse's nose, I'll ask you for the names of your friends.
Well, for your information, my friends are Square Sam, Lou Tableman, and Oscar! Wait a minute. You look positively radiant. Is it possible? Could it be? Are you wearing a new suit?
No, I just had the old one painted.
Well, the vest could stand another coat.
Mr. Jolson, I'd like to play the piano.
Why don't you take lessons?
All right. Mr. Jolson, kindly announce my selection for tonight and stumble as little as possible on the two-syllable words.
Very well. Mr. Oscar Levant, who's appeared in the Hollywood Bowl, Carnegie Hall, and a painted suit, will now render a few moments of Rachmaninoff's concerto.
Al, yeah? Can you pronounce Tchaikovsky?
Sure, I can pronounce Tchaikovsky. Why?
Well, that's what I'll play.
tip to all you women who are on the hunt for bargains at the food store. One of your best buys these days is nutritious golden cheese. The price of cheese has gone down, and cheese is a protein food, an exceptionally fine main dish food. Actually, ounce for ounce, there's no other basic food that matches cheese for high-quality, complete protein for calcium, phosphorus, and other nutrients from milk. So tomorrow, get Kraft American pasteurized processed cheese or Sharp Old English brand. They both cook perfectly. Or get Kraft smooth-melting cheese food, Velveeta. All three are grand for casserole dishes or cheese sauce. Cut food costs by serving thrifty cheese dishes often.
Mr. Levant. Mr. Levant. I wish you wouldn't have this attitude towards me. This is a new show. And I want to be chummy. You make me feel like I'm not wanted. I know you're a big, successful musician and that you go around with a lot of important people who I wouldn't mention for fear of mispronouncing their names. But you know, I'm not a bad boy. You know that underneath this smooth exterior, I got a rough interior. Oscar. Oscar! Please! Let me call you Oscar.
All right, Al, call me Oscar.
I don't even know if I want to talk to you now.
Oh, come on, Al. Please, please, call me Oscar.
Well, it isn't a matter of just a name. I want you to be like you used to be.
Oh, I see. You want me to be myself.
Oh, no, don't go that far.
That's the very thing Toscanini objected to.
You know what I mean, Oscar. You used to sit at the piano and play a chord or two. And I would sing.
Oh, yes, I remember, and I loved it.
Poor butterfly, 'neath the blossoms waiting. Poor butterfly, for she loved him so. The moments pass into hours, the hours pass into years, and as she smiles through her tears, she murmurs low, the moon and I know that he'll be faithful. I'm sure he'll come to me by and by. But if he don't come back, then I never sigh or cry. I just must die. Poor butterfly.
That sounded like the old Al Jolson.
You like it, eh, Oscar?
I didn't say I liked it. I just said it sounded like the old Al Jolson. See if you can recognize this, Al.
Stop the music! Stop the music!
You know the name of it, Al?
No, I just want you to stop playing.
For not guessing the name of that number, Stop the Music gives you 5 of their Hooper points.
No thanks, Oscar. I don't want that kind of an audience. When I sing a song, I want the audience to like me. I don't want him saying, gee, hasn't he got a beautiful icebox?
Incidentally, you have.
Oh, thank you. Oscar, you know something? What you're playing right now reminds me of where I want to be. All alone. I'm so all alone. There is no one else but you. All alone by the telephone, waiting for a ring, a ting-a-ling. I'm all alone every evening. All alone, feeling blue, wondering where you are and how you are, and if you
Oscar, you haven't asked me what I did all summer.
If I ask, you'll tell me, and I'll be here through the next program that follows on most of these stations.
Well, you won't be so smart next week when I have Ed Robertson here on my side. All I was going to say was that every week at my house, I gave a little musicale of chambra music.
Mm-hmm. With those old masters, John, you know, and Sebastian Bach and Ludwig Beethoven, no doubt.
No, with those new masters, Mary Conchitura and Melnick, and Milton DeLugge. Those boys play Red Robin so hot that they melted down to a canary.
We'll now hear Al Jolson sing Red, Red Canary.
I heard a robin this morning. I'm feeling happy today. Going to pack my cares in a whistle, blow them all away. What if I've been unlucky? Really, I ain't got a thing. There's a time I always feel happy as a king. When the red, red robin's out bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts robbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get out of bed, cheer up. The sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along. When the red, red robin starts bobbing along.
Time of year to feature a grand main dish of fall vegetables and rich golden cheese sauce. That's economical, nutritious, and such good eating. Say, for example, that in the middle of your platter you have a tender white cooked cauliflower sprinkled with red paprika, surrounding it a fresh green border of French cut string beans, and around them scarlet halves of broiled tomatoes, each one topped, if you like, with just a half slice of crisp bacon. And then the golden magic. Over them all, a glorious golden cheese sauce with Velveeta's rich, mild cheddar cheese flavor. What an autumn main dish, particularly when that cheese sauce is velvet smooth, as Velveeta always makes it, and protein rich, too. Remember, Kraft's smooth-melting Velveeta helps supply high-quality, complete protein, as well as other important nutrients from milk. And the price of Velveeta is down, so tomorrow get plenty, both for sandwiches and for cooking. In the food store these days, one of your very best buys is Kraft's golden cheese food, Velveeta.
Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue. Oscar, what little girl does that song remind you of?
Georgie Jessel?
Be careful, Oscar, or your summer layoff may be held over. Now, pay attention.
Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue.
Oscar, what little girl does that remind you of?
Luella Parsons.
The name happens to be Judy Garland.
Judy, I knew it was you the minute I heard you sing Over the Rainbow.
Oh, well, Al, you know, when I first sang that song, I was a little girl who believed that at the end of the rainbow there was a pot of gold.
Yeah.
Isn't that a silly idea?
Not so silly. You're standing next to the pot right now.
Well, Oscar, don't you dare talk to Al like that.
That's telling him, Judy.
I've admired Al ever since I was a little girl.
That's telling him.
And my grandmother admired him when she was a little girl.
You told him enough.
Actually, I don't usually talk that way about him, Judy. We're good friends. Why, every half hour I spend with Al Jolson is the happiest 10 years of my life.
I don't want to change the subject, but have you boys seen any good pictures lately?
I'm sorry, Judy. I forgot to ask you this thing. You see, whenever we get to talk about Al Jolson, I sort of lose myself in the subject, you know.
Good idea, Al. Get lost. I want to hear a song from Judy's newest picture, Words and Music.
Which one shall I sing, Oscar?
Sing as many as you like. When anyone starts singing on this program, they never stop.
Whomever does he mean? Judy, how about singing Johnny One Note, huh?
Right, Al.
All right, boy.
Johnny could only sing one note, and the note he sang was this. Ah, poor Johnny One Note sang out with gusto and just overlorded the place. Poor Johnny One Note yelled willy-nilly until he was blue in the face. For holding one note was his ace. Couldn't hear the brass, couldn't hear the drum. He was in a class by himself by gum. Poor Johnny One Note got in Aida, indeed a great chance to be brave. He took his one note, howled like the north wind, brought forth wind that made critics rave. While Verdi turned round in his grave, couldn't hear the flute or the big trombone. Everyone was mute. Johnny stood alone. Cats and dogs stopped yapping. Lions in the zoo all were jealous of Johnny's big trill. Thunderclaps stopped clapping. Traffic ceased its roar. And they tell me Niagara stood still. He stopped the train whistles, boat whistles, steam whistles, cop whistles, all whistles bowed to his note, sing out with gusto and just overlord all the place. For holding one note is your ace. Sing Johnny One Note. Sing Johnny One Note.
I saw Easter Parade the other day, Judy, but I think I should have been the man to play the Fred Astaire part.
Oh. Now, wait a minute, Oscar. You can't dance like Fred Astaire.
Oh, no, that's right. I hear when the girls at Arthur Murray's see you coming, they wax the tops of their shoes.
You ain't kidding, Judy. Oscar dances like an old lady with a bustle full of ice cubes.
Don't you talk, Al. I've been at parties with you, and I've never seen you dance.
No. But I'm a great sitter-outer. Anyway, you'll notice in my new picture,
that I do quite a bit of dancing.
Yeah, that's the wonderful thing about your setup, Al. You can dance until Larry Parks' legs get tired.
Well, it so happens, Miss Gotland, that I do my own dancing in this picture.
What does Larry Parks do?
He breathes heavily.
By the way, Al, what are they calling your new picture? I remember, Mammy?
No. No, the title of my new picture is Jolson Sings Again.
They ought to call it Try and Stop Him.
Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful, Al, if sometime you and I could make a picture together?
Yeah, between shots, you could talk about your babies.
Oh, that's right. You got a baby girl, haven't you, Judy?
Yes, of course, she's 2 years old now. How old is your baby?
Here's a little picture of my baby. He's 9 months old today. And this morning he said the cutest thing.
What did he say?
Glugger.
Gosh, the kid's only 9 months old and he talks as well as his father.
Why not? I taught him.
Oh, gee. When I was a little girl, I never dreamed that someday Al Jolson and I would be sitting around talking about our babies.
Well, there's no business like show business.
Judy, as long as we're talking about him, there's a little song about a baby and ain't exactly a lullaby.
Well, come on, let's sing it, Al.
Okay. Everybody loves a baby, that's why I'm in love with you.
Pretty baby.
Me?
Pretty baby.
And I'd like to be your father, mother, dad, and brother, too. Pretty baby.
Me?
Pretty baby.
Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love? I'll love you all the time.
Oh, I want a loving baby, and it might as well be you.
Oh, Asa.
Pretty baby of mine. Pretty baby of mine.
Tomorrow, when you go to the food store, be a wise shopper. Get plenty of Kraft's nutritious cheese food, Velveeta, enough for sandwiches and enough for cooking, too. The price of Velveeta is down, and actually smooth-melting Velveeta is one of the important protein foods perfect for main dishes. And with Velveeta sauce, you can stretch and glorify a little leftover meat or chicken into another grand main dish. You simply melt 1/2 pound of Velveeta in the top of the double boiler, then stir in 1/4 cup of milk. There's a little recipe every thrifty homemaker should remember these days. 1/2 pound of melted Velveeta to 1/4 cup of milk for the glorious cheese sauce that transforms leftovers. Tomorrow, get plenty of smooth-melting Velveeta.
Irving Berlin's greatest song, When I Lost You. I lost the sunshine and roses. I lost the heavens of blue. I lost the beautiful rainbow. I lost the morning dew. I lost the angel who gave me summer the whole winter through. I lost the gladness that turned into sadness when I lost.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.